Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Something has occurred to me recently,
and I do not like it.
Okay.
And I think this is a greater issue of me hating change.
This is it, guys.
I hate change. I don't do well with it, which is hilarious because I've moved a lot in my life.
Okay.
I'm realizing things just aren't the same as they used to be with my family dynamic, with my siblings and their kids. And I'm like, I'll be real with you. I spent multiple days sobbing last week.
Oh no. Ooh.
Because I was with my sisters and their kids, but it felt like we were together for like technically 4 days, but it felt like I saw them for 20 minutes because I had my dog with me. They had their kids. There's other people around. I have like a spouse basically now.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Why
don't
do you
say that so negatively?
I love him, but
dragging around this guy.
Why do you want it to be the same?
Because I love my family. I love, like, when us three girls would get together. Also, my brother exists. He just couldn't come to this trip. But like when us three girls used to get together.
Can I just have an aside?
Yeah.
Do you know how bad this confirms for T-Hack how much his sisters dislike him?
It's not a dislike.
Oh my God, Eric, it's fine.
It's a there's just a different relationship than with your sisters.
Correct. And Hack, as the older brother, has felt ostracized his whole life. And then you come in and like, confirm. Like it's
yeah, I can't be.
It's just different with you. Huh? We love each other, but we love you too. It's just different.
I have a brother.
No, I know I have a brother. He chooses not to visit us as often as we all visit each other. That is another thing.
Can I maybe proffer a theory as to why?
Sure.
I need to say it out loud or does everybody else get it? Yeah. Like, I don't go to the club that I'm not welcome at.
He's welcome at our club.
Yeah.
Right. Welcome at your club. But not a part of it.
He's absolutely, if he wanted to be a part of it, he could. But he's got like a wife and two kids and he doesn't want to travel as much. And so it just is what it is.
I had a similar realization because I have a lot of aunts and uncles and I have cousins who they were closer with the aunts and uncles than I was. And I always felt like maybe I did something like why aren't I as close with some of my aunts and uncles? And then I realized they're the sister's kids and my dad's the brother. So they were around all the time growing up.
Oh my God.
And I just wasn't. So I didn't do anything different. And now I think it's a very similar thing.
Yeah.
Like,
when your sisters have kids. I don't want to get into it. Look at Eric's face. Who do you know better?
How?
Your sister's kids or your brother's kids?
Definitely my sister's kids.
Oh my God. I would have never expected that answer. I wouldn't have bet everything on
DraftKings. They FaceTime me multiple times a week. They come visit me at least once a year. It is different.
But do you understand that you're confirming your own thing? Like you FaceTime each other and that's why your brother's out.
I FaceTime him some. I'm trying harder with him because the kids. Because I'm like, I don't want
why,
my
kids
niece.
Girls?
No, it's a niece and a nephew. I don't want my niece to go, who is this lady?
It hurts too much, Sager. Just relax. So
all right.
Okay. Anyway.
The reason I want it to stay the same is because I miss what it was like.
I understand. But you have to, like, here's the thing. You're going to have kids.
Hopefully, yeah.
And you're not going to want to, so if you don't let go a little bit, I understand. No. Like, it's easy for me to say, and everybody just assumes because me and my brothers are kind of estranged or whatever.
You're not like fully estranged.
One brother I'm not as much as the others, but. Mm-hmm.
Things were pretty bad for you guys. And then your father passed and there was a little bit. But
you do just have to like, accept it's either, it. This is so, there's so many layers to this because it's the same like, you're in a relationship, but if like you weren't, I remember being single and all the boys in my band were single. And then as soon as I had a girlfriend, they're like, you're a coward. Like, how come you don't hang with us anymore? And I'm like, isn't this the goal for all of us? Don't we all want the next thing? Well, I don't want to keep going to bars looking for girls.
Oh, right.
I want to have a girl.
But couldn't our next thing still be now it's all of us couples and the kids? Rather than all separate families.
But also, now those couples have their families.
I know.
Who they're going, yeah, I wish I was with my family.
Yeah.
So no matter what, it's like someone's feeling a little like this is different.
Oh, like the other half of
the other half.
Yes.
Because with all due respect,
yes,
I think you're the person who's like, well, if there's a choice, we're going to my family. Because what growing up, I knew everyone in my father's family. And I didn't know anybody in my mother's family because it was like, there's just always a domineering person in the family, right? It's like we're hanging with the cousins. It's like, doesn't mom have cousins? Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But my kids will only have cousins on one side, which is a whole other part of it.
Because he's an only child.
Yeah. It's so...
Which is exactly why you love him. Oh my God.
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.